The bloody cops are bloody keen. Bloody keep it bloody clean. Bloody chiefs are bloody swine. Bloody draws the bloody line. The bloody fun and bloody game. The bloody kids in bloody blame. They're nowhere to be bloody found. Anywhere in Chicken Town. The bloody scene is bloody sad. The bloody news is bloody bad. The bloody weed is bloody turf. The bloody speed is bloody surf. Bloody folks are bloody daft. Don't make me bloody laugh. Bloody hurt to look around. Everywhere in Chicken Town. Bloody train is bloody late. Your bloody way, your bloody way. Bloody lost and bloody found. Stuck in fucking Chicken Town.
So this is John Cooper Clark playing Evidently Chicken Town. And this is John Johnson talking on Radio DS 106. Last night I had a wee shot at doing a podcast with the idea of helping out the people who are taking the headless DS 106. And I thought about it all day. And things, I got home from work at night and decided to go for a walk with my wife. We got back about 8 o'clock. I still thought, oh, I've got time, I've got a holiday to book, I've got a bit of work to do, and I'll then script something for the DS106. And of course I didn't script anything, and I just came on and rambled. And after that I thought, that nearly worked, and it nearly went well. And I thought maybe I could do something better. And so what I decided to try and do is to do 10 minutes podcasting a couple of times a week for the first couple of weeks of DS106, and then maybe once a week after that. And the idea is to do 10 minutes of talking, preceded by 10 minutes of planning, and afterwards 10 minutes of editing and posting to the blog. So only take up about half an hour or so of time. And I decided to give the podcast a chicken theme, partly because I started thinking of chickens when Al Levine posted the headless chicken gif, I think, or video, talking about the DS106 thing, and these things tend to tip into memes in DS106, and I started ruminating on chickens. I was born on a chicken farm, or an ex-chicken farm. My grandfather, who was gassed and invalided in the First World War, ended up being a smallholder because the local authority, the local government here in Scotland at that time, gave veterans smallholdings, and he had a chicken farm. He had passed away before I was born, but I was born on his smallholding, and my granny had helped run chickens. She knew a lot about chickens. And later on in my life, I found myself looking after a bunch of chickens for a short time in those chickens' lives, because I was working in the zoo at the time, and the chickens were ending up being high quality dinner for some of the carnivores. So I have a kind of fellow feeling for chickens. What I'm not trying to do is what Scott Lowe did in the last episode of DS106, where he did the Scott Lowe down, which was a fantastic podcast full of really great information, and obviously took an intense amount of work for Scott, and he did it every day and he kept it up, and I don't think I'll manage to do that. I haven't got Scott's skills, his vocal skills, his mixing skills, his taste. I always love it. One of my favourite podcasts is Scott Lowe, DS106 or not, because you'll be listening to Scott ruminating on something, and in the background you'll hear a muzzin's call, or wee boys playing football, or something else, or the sound of the surf, or the noise of him driving his car, or street sounds in Japan, all sorts of bits and pieces. He does a fantastic job of podcasting. So I'm not going to try even to come up to that. I'm just going to do a mic, a voice, and maybe a wee bit of chicken-inspired music. That piece of music I played, or played the first half of at the start there, was of course John Cooper Clarke, evidently Chicken Town. And DS 106 is evidently not Chicken Town. It is the opposite of most of the things that John Cooper Clarke found so horrific about his life at that time. There's tons of exciting and interesting things going on in DS 106. And of course, most people do DS 106 are incredibly privileged. We have computers, we've got a comfy life, all sorts of things, and we should really kind of just pick that up and run with it. And I was trying to think, as I say, I took a few notes today about what I would talk about over the next few shows, and a couple of things struck me, but then at lunchtime I stopped and I listened to Jim Groom and Cogdog and the name slips me because I'm talking here. That's really sucks. The lady who is behind an awful lot of the tech at DS106, talking to the e-assessment conference online in Scotland here, and they did a barnstorming job. There was a wee slip at the start, and I think that was lovely. It was a technical hitch in that their DS106 TV didn't work, and they pivoted straight on to a Google Hangout. And the information was fantastic. Unfortunately, it was my lunch break at work and I was stuffing a sandwich in my face as I listened. I'm going to listen again to the archive, and I would just recommend you look that out. One of the things Jim was talking about was a kind of madness that is involved in DS106. And Jim talked about it in one way, but I'm thinking about it in the way that when you're involved in something as interesting as DS106, and when you're involved in a community that are firing off lots of different ideas, your mind starts to work really quickly. And I think that's one of the reasons it's good to look at other people's stuff, because you get these ideas and you riff off that, and you get a bit of flow going. So, say, this morning I got up early because there, and I thought of 5, 6, 7 ideas to do with chickens and DS106, which I'll talk about over the time. But running about like a chicken without a head in a high state of excitement, because you're thinking of one thing, then the other, then the next, is part of what DS106 is about. But of course, there's so much goodness comes from DS106, and ideas that you can take away and flow into the rest of your life. One of the things that I'm currently involved in is a podcast, edutalk.cc, and it started off as a way to gather voices at educational conferences. So we just invited people to send audio via mobile phones from Scottish Learning Festival in 2009, I think. And we gathered them all together semi-automatically using a Posterous blog and various other services where you could phone in, and we just sort of hacked a mess together so that they all came on. And a wee while later I heard Radio DS106 and started Radio Edutalk with my pal David Noble, and we've been broadcasting most Wednesdays at 8 o'clock UK time, and we get all sorts of really interesting and exciting people on. And this idea just came to me from DS106, and then we get invited to the e-assessment conference to sort of cover that as the radio media, which is quite strange. And lo and behold, DS106 was there, and these things sort of echo back on themselves. As a teacher, you take things into your classroom practice from DS106. The idea of following the interest and the interest of the participants, I think, is really important. One of the delightful things about DS106 is the permission you've got of for following your own ideas, and the fact that if you go off course, you'll be cheered on by the instructors. So, not Chicken Town. I'm going to stop now because it's getting near 10 o'clock, and I'm just going to play the rest of Evidently Chicken Town by John Cooper Clarke, and I'm going to try this again quite soon. Cheers. Bloody bloke got bloody stamp waiting for a bloody cab. Bloody stay at bloody home. Bloody neighbour, bloody bone. Kick a bloody racket down. This is bloody Chicken Town.
bloody pies are bloody on, the bloody chips are bloody gold, bloody beer is bloody flat, the bloody flats are bloody right, the bloody clocks are bloody wrong, bloody days are bloody long, bloody gets your bloody down, definitely chicken sound, the bloody train is bloody late, the bloody waiting, bloody wait, bloody lost and bloody found, does your fucking chicken sound.
Welcome to Radio Edge